It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena, Paula. How are you?
Morena. That today of yours is pretty outstanding.
Oh, thank you. Just got to practice it a little bit, eh?
I know. Well, that was amazing. I'm one of those people that does try and then I get nervous and then I botch it up worse and, oh.
Well, I do definitely have it written down next to me, so I can always panic read it from there too as well. But hey, there's no better week to try it out than to a Kia Ora Te Reo Māori to have a go at it, eh?
Absolutely.
Hey, we're talking about some pretty hefty topics this morning, though. We're going to talk a bit about the Labor sexual assault allegations, drug reform, and also suicide prevention that the government's brought out yesterday. So let's start with the Labor sexual assault allegations. Now, abuse of power is such a central issue here, and this is such a singularly awful example of it. But we've seen this toxicity too many times before across parties and across Parliament. Paula, what are some concrete things you would like to see Parliament do in order to change this toxic culture?
Yeah, well, I mean, most of this happened, of course, outside of Parliament. But as you say, that sort of power imbalance, young people that are vulnerable anyway, you know, looking at someone that holds positions of power and so, you know, really feeling, I don't know, vulnerable and all of that within that as well. Look, I think, A, you've just got to have the right systems in place so that if there is something happening, people know they can come forward in a safe environment, that they can be heard, that action will be taken, that people are going to listen to them. That's got to be the very least, that they're going to be treated with respect and fairly. I mean, there is so much experience we have now of how to deal with people who have been at the hands of sexual assault. But, of course, prevention has got to be it. And, God, when I talk to the victims, it's things like they say, you know, we knew, and senior people knew that that he was kind of predatory, and so we'd be told when new young members came on board, you know, be in a crowd around him, don't be alone, and things like that, which just seems staggering in this day and age.
One of the things that you sort of just touched on there as well that I think has come up quite a bit now is that the complaints process has been described by one of the complainants as deeply re-traumatising. And looking more broadly, we know that often survivors talk about how the process of reporting assaults can be quite traumatic in itself. How do we ensure, as you were saying, that those processes are safe and accessible to people that need help?
Yeah, well, police have done a good job in that, actually. I mean, it's never perfect and there's always more that needs to be done. But, you know, they identified that you needed the right person for the complainants to speak to so that they felt safe and that some are going to be better suited than others. I mean, you know, it's not all gendered, but sometimes it is more comfortable as a woman talking to a woman. And not all the time, but, you know, there is those sorts of environments that can happen, that you're kept informed. I mean, in this case, you know, transcripts weren't even accurately recorded and they weren't even then able to look at them before a decision was made. So they couldn't come back and say, well, actually, I meant or I said this in this context and it needs to be changed. So, you know, there are some quite basic things that can be done that people will have more faith in the system.
Absolutely. Well, this is going to be an ongoing conversation and I'm sure we'll come back to it at some point. So maybe we should talk a little bit about drug reform now, which is another topic that we've touched on with you before. So last week you had said that you'll be voting no in the cannabis referendum. Why is that, Paula?
Well, the more I've looked at it, the absolutely more concerned I've got. The main reason I will be voting no is the unknown. So we just don't know what the effects of legalising will be. We've got other countries that have done it. It's too soon. Canada's the best example we should be looking at, in my opinion. It hasn't even been 12 months that they've legalised. They put $50 million into evaluation and research over the upcoming years, and that's a lot, yeah, and good on them because they kind of didn't know what it was like beforehand, and so now they're making sure. So I just think, God, why don't we wait until we get that research and evidence so that we can truly know what the effects may be here in New Zealand and make a better informed decision.
I'm quite interested in something you said last week when you were visiting Deniverk. You said that it was wrong to be talking about cannabis when there are towns like Deniverk that are being decimated by methamphetamine. Now, does this have to be a mutually exclusive situation? Doesn't decriminalising cannabis mean we can start talking more transparently about drug use across the board in New Zealand?
Yeah, I just think we're putting so much money into this referendum and so much airtime and effort behind it, where I think if we were putting that behind methamphetamine, it is by far obviously a more harmful drug that really is doing such extreme damage, and particularly in small towns that I've been visiting of late. And, you know, as you say, they don't have to be mutually exclusive, but, well, you know, I do think that the effort into that we're putting instead into this referendum would have been better served and better spent.
But do you not think it could be sort of a step in a process, maybe? Sort of talking about this now means that we can start to have these conversations?
Well, no, I don't. I see them as really different. And in fact, even those that are pro-legalising would say there's no kind of similarity between, you know, marijuana and the much harder drugs. And even if you look at kind of harm, you know, I do think there's harm from marijuana, and so would Chloe Swarbrick and others that are in favour. You know, that's part of their argument, is it's not necessarily a good drug. They just want to make, in fact, they want to take it and make it a safer drug so that people can use it more safely. But they wouldn't assimilate it to methamphetamine, and I don't see those conversations going hand in hand.
So let's talk a little bit about suicide prevention. Obviously, yesterday was an International Awareness Day, and the government's announced a new office dedicated to lowering record high suicide rates as part of their national strategy to prevent suicide. What are your thoughts on this announcement, Paula?
Yeah, I quite like it. I mean, I wish they'd introduced targets which their own mental health inquiry recommended. And I think that does, you know, sort of help push it along and give it more attention. I mean, you'd always want zero, but they made that recommendation that you lower it and that you set targets, and then people will know exactly what they're sort of working towards and can measure against it. But, you know, I am supportive of there being an office, because you just do have these silos within government, and if this is one way that can try and break that down and is giving it particular attention, then I think each of us just wants to see whatever can be done, you know, done that will support those that are really suffering and considering it.
Absolutely. Hey, Māori are disproportionately represented in our suicide statistics. Do you think there should be a separate plan set up to help Māori specifically?
Well, I think they should be then disproportionately in the organisation, and in the organisation and part of that. And I don't think there needs to be separate. I think it should all be done through, you know, both a Tauiwi and a Māori kaupapa. You know, I think that is really important. There's some very good models of that and how it can be run hand in hand, because, you know, people, different folks, different ways that they need it approached. It's individual. It can be cultural, it can be age and gender, it can be a bit of everything. So I do think that it's important that it looks across the board.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Paula. We really appreciate it. It is a very turbulent time in New Zealand politics at the moment, and I'm sure we'll still be touching on some of these topics next time we speak to you in a fortnight.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.